Pastor Freaky Jersey Tales in the church, and it's another day, another dollar we don't spend on these women. Yo, man. You won't believe what happened to me yesterday. So I'm the type of guy that does multiple side hustles in order to gain extra money on the side. And one of my side hustles is doing things like Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash, Postmates, whatever. So yesterday I had to deliver pizza and French fries to this woman in Jersey. This woman lived in the downtown area of a small city here in New Jersey. I hate delivering to areas like that because it's hard to find parking and sometimes it's hard to find where people live. I was lost, so I parked my car right on the street where it said that you could park there for 15 minutes. I left the pizza and fries in my car. And I got out of my car and started walking around the neighborhood looking for a house. Okay, now, before I continue, I just want to put a little disclaimer out there. I try not to bring up race a lot when I'm doing my podcast, but I feel it's necessary to talk about it. All right, so anyways, I'm walking around looking for a house, and I'm the only black man in the area. No. Scratch that. I'm the only black person in the area. And in result of that, sometimes you have certain people that look at you funny. They give you that, "What the hell is this guy doing here?" type of look. There was a Caucasian woman that was outside of her house planting flowers, staring at me the whole entire time. So me being the type of guy that I am, I stared back at her. And I gave her a head nod to ease her nervousness and to let her know I come in peace. So then she says, "Are you lost? You need help finding something?" I said, yes, I do. I told her I was doing a delivery and I'm looking for the street called such and such. So she pointed me in the right direction and I told her, "Thank you very much. I really appreciate it." So I hopped in my car, drove around the corner to the house. When I arrived, I looked in my phone and noticed that the woman texted me instructions on how to get to her. The instructions said to walk down the driveway to the back of her house, go to the back blue door, and go upstairs to the second floor down the hallway. So I'm thinking to myself, this place is probably a duplex, but looks like a house on the outside because I've delivered to places before that look like one big house on the outside but actually has two or more divided sections to the house. So I go to the back, knocked first, then I opened the door and walked in. Before I walked up the steps, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is a weird duplex. I've never seen carpeted steps going up to someone's section. So I started yelling up the steps, "Hello? Hello?" All I heard was the echo of my voice. Then I took two steps upstairs and I saw a flat screen TV and a sofa. Then my heart dropped and I got out of there quicker than a virgin on prom night. I stood outside and called her contact number that was displayed on the app. And if she didn't answer, I was going to leave the food there and text her a picture where I left it. She picked up the phone and I told her that I'm out back and she said she was going to come meet me. In less than 4 seconds, she came down the steps to grab the food. I told her that I saw the instructions on the app, but I didn't want to go all up in her house. She said, "Oh no, it was like perfectly fine." I'm thinking to myself, no. It's not perfectly fine. So I told her, "You know, it doesn't look good when a guy like me walks inside the back door of a random house. Translation, it doesn't look good when a black guy walks into the back of a random house." She just said, "Oh, no, you're totally fine." Then she rushed back into the house. And the more I thought about this situation, the more I got pissed about it. Because the situation could have went way left What if one of her neighbors is one of those so-called Karens and called 911 on me and lied saying I was breaking through the back door? It's already bad enough for any race of a man to go through a back door of someone's house. But a big black man going through someone's back door, all it takes is one phone call or one false allegation to ruin my life. Oh, and I forgot to mention that the girl I delivered to came to the door barefoot with pajama pants and a blouse on. Be honest with me, y'all. How does it look seeing a big-ass black man walking in the back door of a tiny white girl's house in an all-white neighborhood and she barely has on any clothes? When I already had people in the neighborhood staring at me, looking nervous while I was walking by. Yeah, I admit, I fucked up. I should have never ever went inside that door. I honestly thought the door led to some stairs that took me to a front door that needed a key to get in or something. This broad wanted me to come directly to her room with the food. What's crazy is, I don't even like talking about racial issues, but I have to talk about it today. And you know shit is fucked up when my Caucasian brothers tell me to my face that it's tough being a black man in America. I promise, I'm not lying, y'all. This is what a man told me at the gym about a year ago. He told me to my face that he feels sympathy for me because he's seen firsthand how a lot of black men get unfairly treated and falsely accused by the corrupt cops in the system. The fact that those words came out of his mouth tell you that shit is fucked up. But let me know, has something like this ever happened to you? What do you think about this situation? Please let me know. Peace.